Nudie.
This is the Dana and Parks Podcast.
You can yes ma'am me all day long.
Okie dokie.
Hear about this Florida handyman who spent the last 3 months in jail?
No.
Yeah.
For not being handy?
No. For not being handy. They stopped him and they thought they found marijuana.
A handyman for arresting you.
They thought they found marijuana and cocaine in his car.
Okay.
Turns out the white powdery stuff.
Drywall dust.
Was drywall dust.
Yep.
I mean, come on.
Do they not have a test for that in the field?
They do.
Hello, Johnson County Sheriff's Department.
Oh, that's
Remember?
Right. I forgot about that.
Iced tea leaves?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So 3 months in jail?
Yeah.
My God.
All right, get your pen. We're going to play mixtape at 4 o'clock.
Ooh, okay.
All right, are you ready?
Let me write it down.
Okay, here are your three categories. Danny, grab
All right,
a pen.
And we'll take them on the text line,
there you
too.
Go. Okay. We'll do it at 4 o'clock. Number one.
Scott likes his birthday present.
I love this gift. It was brilliant. I'm proud of you, kid.
I know.
By the way, you have a horrible golf tan on your arms.
I know. It's bad.
Yeah. All right. Number one.
Yeah.
Theme music.
Ooh.
Your theme music.
Okay.
Plays every time you walk into public.
Okay.
Okay.
The defining song from your college career.
Oh, that's easy. Anything on the Sandbar's jukebox.
Mm. Here's a good one. We'll do this at 4 o'clock. We will take any and all recommendations on the text line. You are 11 years old, Kara Markser.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You're standing behind the divider wall at the roller rink.
Oh, the roller rink.
What song is playing during couples skate?
Oh, I love it.
When you look up. I'm not done.
Okay.
What song is playing during couples skate when you look up to see that cute kid from school heading in your direction, smiling right at you.
Remember you had to line up on the wall?
Yeah.
Did you guys have to do that?
Yeah.
It was
the
snowball. And all the boys would line up on one side of the wall.
Yeah.
And all the girls on the other side. Oh, my God. It was so embarrassing.
And it was couple skate. No fast songs.
I love it.
All right.
Those are fun ones.
Now, keep this in mind. You're 11 years old, so you have to pick a song from that year. Roughly from that year.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I'm 43.
I mean, I'll give you 1 year less or 1 year more.
Okay.
Okay.
So what year was that? Okay.
Okay.
For me, that would have been 1982.
I think I'm 85. Is that right?
Yeah. You're 85. Because
okay.
I'm 95.
Okay.
Man, I feel old all of a sudden.
1985.
All right. So the theme
skate.
Music that plays every time you walk outdoors.
It's Starlight Skate Center in Topeka, Kansas. Still get like
what
my palms
called?
Are
Starlight?
Sweaty thinking about having to line up on that wall.
Waiting to see if some kid's coming over to ask you to couple
anything
skate.
Anything more humiliating? And then some people would line up on the outside of the wall, just play it cool. Like I'm too cool to line up for the snowball, but I'm going to hang close just in case.
You can come to me. They don't do that anymore. You know, I take the kids over to Skate World every once in a while, and they don't do it over there.
Well, every once in a while, a girl would cross that line yes she would.
Good.
Every
for
once
her.
In a while a girl would just skate on over there and pick her man, and I'm like, oh my God, look at her. She's like Wonder Woman.
she's so brave.
Just crossed the dividing line. It's the point of this no man's land over there. What are you doing, sister?
She's like Wonder Woman.
Love it.
They don't do it anymore, though. Is it because they're afraid kids are not going to get picked or something?
Probably. I mean, the heartbreak when you stood there and Bryan Adams is playing and you're just dying on the vine there. Please, God, somebody come pick me.
Did that happen where you didn't get
it
picked
did,
sometimes?
And I don't want to talk about it, but I will. Guess who ended up picking me? And it's so mortifying. The teenage
Wait, he did pick you or didn't pick
boy
you?
With the horrible acne.
Oh, no, Dana. No.
That wore the referee uniform and the whistle.
Yeah.
The employee picked me.
Yeah.
He felt so bad for me.
Oh, honey.
The employee skated over with his mullet and his whistle in the black and white, you know, referee uniform.
Yeah, he's an employee. Get it?
And I can't skate forwards, and he's skating backwards, and I'm like this as we're skating, like Frankenstein. Both arms out. Don't touch me, weirdo. That was the song. So bad. I have a confession to make right now. My first kiss was on the bench at Starlight Skate Center.
Really?
In Topeka. Oh, yes, it was.
Now, when you say kiss, you mean just on the lips or a little bit of...
Something went in there and I went, oh my God, what's in my mouth?
There's somebody else's muscle in my mouth.
I will never forget it. And here's the deal. This song might have been playing. You know, you go to the bench to take off your skates at the end of the night. Yeah. And this was the last song, so it was now or never. And he leaned in, and I thought, oh, God, here it comes.
What was the name of your first kiss?
Oh, his name was Curtis. I don't remember his last name.
Yes, you do.
No, we were
everybody
in, like,
remembers,
seventh grade.
Everybody remembers the name of their first kiss.
Okay, it was Lynch.
I knew it. Lied to me.
It was at the roller rink.
Oh,
how
sweet, Curtis.
How funny is that?
I love it.
Who was your first kiss?
His name was Ben.
Sweet Ben.
Ben what?
Pilcher.
Ben Pilcher?
Sure. And were you at a roller rink?
I was not. I was at a bonfire.
Oh, a bonfire.
It was very romantic.
You little hussy.
Wow. He reached for a marshmallow and something else.
Mm-hmm. Sure did. Was this song playing in the background on the radio?
A broken heart can't be that bad when
I bet it was more than words.
Was it extremes more than words? Was that playing?
I think it was more for Carrot. It's going to be extreme.
It wasn't Mr. Big?
No, his name was Pilcher.
Yeah.
Ben.
Was it good?
Oh, it's totally going to be
it was
more
terrible.
Than words for...
Oh, yeah.
This is brutal. This is when metal died in my heart. Wait, in the video, when you see a drummer actually get up from the drum kit and walk away because there are no drums, metal is dead.
I won't be needed here.
I'm not in this song. And then at the end, do you remember at the end of this video?
Listen to that little rim. Toot, toot.
That's him tapping on his guitar. That's not even a drum.
It's not even a drum.
There's only the singer and the guitarist on this song.
Yeah.
And at the end of the video, the drummer is laying on his back in the studio, lighting a lighter.
He's got nothing.
Metal died that day.
It's all right. This is so bad. This is so bad.
Please stop this. Yes. Yeah. When you see the... Wait, look at this, Dana. When you see the drummer in a band... reading a magazine in your video, metal has died.
I always thought that was a drum in the background.
No, that's the guitarist.
What do you
going
call on? It? A rim? What's the word? You know, when they just hit the...
Oh, the money shot?
Yeah, no. The rim shot? Is that what it is?
It's on a drum.
Okay. I didn't want to say the wrong one. It's like narcolepsy and necrophilia. Yeah, I get it mixed up. Yep.
You don't want the money shot?
No, you know what I mean. When you hit the outside of the drum.
The money shot.
Who was your first kiss?
Terry Ferguson.
Terry Ferguson.
Where was it?
It was in the Heidelberg Castle homecoming.
Oh.
Freshman year.
Very romantic.
Thank you. Yeah.
I've just got my defining slow song.
I bumped into her years later at a KU K-State football game in Manhattan.
Well, that's
random. We just happened to be sitting next to each other at the bar.
That's so random.
Yeah. My dad was stationed in Fort Leavenworth. Wow. Her dad was at Fort Riley. We caught up, said hi, and that was the end of never saw her again.
Huh.
Yeah. The old Heidelberg Castle kiss.
I cannot stop laughing. This is so bad. I now have my song. I'll just say that.
For what?
For the skating rink. Without a doubt, I have my 1985 song.
Oh, I know I've got my 81.
Oh, it's so bad. You'll die laughing. I can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so 4 o'clock we reveal.
Yep, 4 o'clock we will play
the theme music to your life.
Fabulous.
By the way, if those of you, because we got a lot of people, when we played this on Monday, you know, it's kind of a day where nobody was really working, but we were here. We played mixtape all afternoon. Well, not a lot, not a long time.
No, we did. Who are we kidding?
But everybody was writing in, what is the name of this game? It's just a little card game. It's like a clean version of Cards Against Humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And Dana bought it for me for my birthday, and it's just songs that you just read out. your theme music when you walk out in public and everybody has to come up with a song. And so we played it on Monday. The game is called Mix Tape. Where did you get it?
I got it at Made in Kansas City in Prairie Fire, which, by the way, happens to be the most fun store ever. I mean, they sell, like I said, shirts and hats and all stuff made here. And then that little thing was sitting on an end cap. I was like, all right.
Are you stale and out of touch? If your company relies on old school marketing, let Something Different show you how to open the door to new sales. Something Different can help you advertise on Facebook, Google, YouTube, local TV, and more. Call us now to discuss your marketing efforts at 816-753-8000. That's 816-753-8000. Or visit online at somethingdifferent.com.
Mistake, Lord, I thought I was wrong. I said, take it and get it. She said, got it and gone. So I'm writing it all down in this stupid old song. I made a mistake, Lord, I thought I was wrong.
Who else? It only has been 10 months. Finn Weir, Jonathan's second son, is 10 months old. Has it been 10 months? I don't know.
Sweet little baby.
Hear about the latest incident involving United Airlines?
Oh my gosh, with the toddler and the mother?
A mother claims that she was mistreated by United Airlines after she was forced to fly with her 25-pound son on her lap for 3 hours. Shirley Yamachi had bought the two-year-old his own seat, and it cost nearly $1,000. United blames a mistake at check-in that caused it to give the boy's seat to a man on standby.
No.
But his mother said the airline's mistake caused her to worry about not only her son's safety, but also her own. I was concerned for his safety, Yamachi said. I had to attempt to put his seatbelt over him for the two of us, and it was difficult. He's so big, I couldn't put down the folding table. I put the drinks on my armrest. I knocked down the drinks with my elbow. Yamachi and her son Taizo were waiting to take off on a Houston to Boston flight at the end of a marathon day of traveling that started in Hawaii. When a man who had been on standby said her son was in his seat, the same seat her son had a ticket for. Yamachi said she complained to the flight attendant. She gave me a short answer saying the flight was full and she shrugged and walked away. Yamachi considered protesting further but said she was afraid, considering what happened to Dr. David Dow on that United flight. I thought about Dr. David Dow and his incident with United having his teeth knocked out and being dragged down the aisle, Yamachi said, and I didn't want that to happen to me. Is it me, or is all of a sudden there's a lot of problems on airplanes?
Or are we hearing about it more because we can? Because it's instantaneous.
Because you got social media.
Here's the deal. No way am I giving up that seat. She paid $1,000 for that seat, did she not?
She did.
Then you can go beep when someone comes over and says, I'm taking that seat.
Who buys $1,000 seat from Houston to Boston?
Say, that must be, was it a funeral or something? Like last minute?
She was in Hawaii, just, I guess, on vacation. Okay. I have no idea.
I would not give up that seat. I wouldn't.
So what do you
would have said to the airlines, this is on you.
Well, Dr. David Dow wasn't going to give up his seat either.
I know, but they know better now, don't they? I don't think they're going to drag a toddler off by her ankles and, you know, screaming.
Drag mom off, though.
I don't know. I just was stunned that she gave up the seat. I wouldn't have done it. I would have said, I paid $1,000 for this seat. If you would like to hand me 10 $100 bills, I will consider putting him on my lap.
Can somebody explain to me overbooking? And I don't, and I understand standby is not the same thing as overbooking. I get that.
And why we're still doing it.
But what I've never understood, and I've watched plenty of people say this, they overbook because it would only increase your price if they didn't overbook. Because there's always two or three people that don't show up for a flight, whether they're sick, whether they died, whether they missed their connecting flight, whatever. However, I remember coming back from Atlanta a couple of months ago, And we were in line to, you know, we were, you know, B33 to 40 or whatever, I don't know. And I remember over the intercom, as Kelly and I were in line, they said, we are still...
we're still looking for two passengers. Yeah, I know,
no,
I know.
No.
Atlanta to Kansas City, we are still standing by for 10 passengers waiting to...
Yes.
10.
10 passengers. They had overbooked by 10. And all I did, and it was one of those, you know, first
How
come, first serve.
10 people? Who would think that 10 people?
I turned around to make sure there were more than 10 people in line behind
us. Right. But listen to this. I understand overbooking for two because things happen. People miss their flight. People rebook another flight.
Yeah.
But 10?
I heard that, I've never heard that before.
Still standing by for 10 people who will be willing to give up their seats.
And Dana, the longer we waited, the more the price voucher went back up.
I'm sure it did. And I would take that voucher in a hot second. I'd love a free flight.
But see, the thing is, not when you want to go home.
Yeah, you're right. You just want to get home.
You've been sitting at the airport for a couple of hours. You're like, I just want to go home. Just get me out of here.
Can they book me within an hour or two?
It started with a $300 voucher.
Nope. Higher.
By the time we were boarding that flight, they were up to a grand.
Ah! Book me on another one, baby.
Next one wasn't leaving until tomorrow, though.
Looks like I'm not going to be making it into work. I got David Dowd.
Oh. 576-7798. Has there been a seismic change in the way that we fly? Or is it just that people are complaining a lot more? People are seeing the easiest slight now as a major offense. Oh, you're bumping me? I mean, people, let's be honest, people have been bumped off flights for decades. That's not new. But all of a sudden, you get bumped off a flight, it's a major transgression all of a sudden, isn't it? Has it changed that much? Or are we just now overly sensitive to not getting the seat that we paid for? And there's the other question. Name another industry where you pay for something in advance and it's still not technically promised to you. Can you name anything?
No. Just the flight.
Not a Chiefs ticket?
No.
I buy a concert ticket to Sprint Center, I better have my seat. They don't oversell the Sprint Center.
No, but maybe... I'm trying to think, what if you go to one of those concerts where there's not a seat?
General admission.
Where it's just kind of GA.
There's only so many available tickets that they can sell because you know why?
Fire code,
that's right.
No, I don't think there's anything else that you can buy, Dana, you don't end up with that thing.
Here's the thing, Sprint Center, okay, for example, doesn't oversell a Garth Brooks concert and then wait till about three songs in to say, oh, well, you know what?
All right, we'll let you in.
Section 102, row G, seat 1 and 2, they never checked in. Who's on standby? First two on standby, come on up.
Let me ask you this. Wouldn't it be more likely that people don't make it last minute to a concert than a flight? To me, if the Sprint Center has 17,000 people in it and they sell 17,000 seats, probably 16,930 people are coming.
The difference is you can still show up late to Garth Brooks.
Right.
You can't show up late to a flight.
That's true.
Your seat's still available, but it's about 30,000 feet up. We'll continue just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
TV is huge.
Something different can help you grow your business. Big time TV commercials for small business owners.
TV advertising for $2. Need business cards? Something different will print you 1,000 full color cards for only $35. That's right, only $35. And these are nice cards with a protective coating. 100 DVDs or CDs duplicated for only $75.
Visit Something Different in Kansas City, Leawood, Lee Summit, and the Northland. Or online at somethingdifferent.com.
Call 816-753-8000. That's 816-753-8000. I've been trying to get down to the heart of the matter, but my will gets weak. And my thoughts seem to scatter, but I think it's about forgiveness. Forgiveness. Even if
We'll get to your calls here in just a second. Chris Miners will be with you. He's one man with two ears but four phone lines, so be patient. And he'll be patient with you. Now, wait. Before we do that, before we get to the calls here in a second, we need to remind you we will be playing mixtape at 4 o'clock. So you're welcome to get the songs in your mind. We'll share with you the songs that are in ours. Song number one is the theme music that plays in your head every time you walk out in public. Your defining collegiate song. So the song that...
Yeah, your college days.
It doesn't have to define your college career, but like when you hear it, you think college. Yep. That was my time at KU in Nebraska. Yep. And here's my favorite one. You're 11 years old, standing behind the divider line at the roller rink. What song is playing during couples skate when you look up and you see that cutie coming your way?
Mm-hmm.
What song is playing at that very moment? Now remember, you got to try to keep that within roughly your 11-year-old time frame. So I can go, for example, in 82, I was 11. So I can go 81, 82, or 83.
Right, because they're still playing the 81 songs in 82.
Yeah. No, they're not playing the 83 yet. That would have been clairvoyant. But, but we're just playing within a year or so, give or take.
I got it.
All right. Mom on United Airlines says that she was forced to give up a seat she had bought for her 2-year-old son. He weighs 25 pounds. She spent $1,000 on the seat, and United gave it to somebody who was flying standby. Mom said on the way to Boston from Houston, her legs went to sleep.
Yeah, she had to hold her child. Now, keep in mind, I want everyone to realize, they did not give away her seat before they all got on the plane and said, hey, sorry, you're going to have to hold your kid.
Mm-hmm.
They gave away that seat once she and the toddler were belted in and ready to go.
Yep.
They were sitting there.
Yep.
Another man came up and said, he's in my seat. And she goes, no, he's not. I'm telling you, I wouldn't have moved the kid. Wouldn't have done it.
Really?
Nope.
Would have put up a stink.
For a $1,000 ticket, you can pry that kid out of my cold, dead hands.
And
he's not moving.
You would think that they would tell the person on standby, sorry.
We are so sorry.
But we have to give it to the person who actually booked their flight on time.
Go ahead.
I'm just going to give the number.
What is the other thing that you can pay for and not get anything for? Someone wrote in, and this is close but no cigar. As a marathon runner, you pay $100, which is the low end for a full marathon. And then if there's lightning, the race is canceled. You will get free entry into another race, but you're out the money.
What do you mean another race?
Like in a year when the race comes back, we'll let you in.
All right, so you get blown out of the Boston Marathon.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you get a free ticket to the Kansas City Marathon.
Not necessarily, but that's if weather-related cancellations would be one thing that if you paid for it.
Okay.
You know, like maybe Starlight, if it's lightning.
Yeah, I could see that. Okay.
But that's still not the same as a consumer buying a product to me, which is that seat. You are paying for the use of that seat.
Now, wait a minute. A concert in and of itself is a product.
Yeah.
It's a product of entertainment, but it is still a product. 5767798. Let's go to Scott in Independence. Hello, Scott.
Hello.
Hey, man, go ahead.
I just wanted to tell you, Dana was talking about what other industry does that, and the other industry is the hospitality hotel business. They do it all the time. They base it on percentages of statistical information where people aren't going to show up when they book their hotel room. They don't cancel it, and so they overbook. And when they do overbook, they walk them to another hotel and pick up the room and also give them a voucher for a meal. But also, they on a busy convention weekend or a busy seat where every hotel room is booked up, they
have to
go as far as the Legends or even Bonner Springs to pick them up because it's the closest hotel available.
See, someone just wrote in, hotels overbook all the time. I've never had it happen to me where I show up, and here's my guess. If you book through a third-party vendor, Expedia, my guess is you're the first to go.
I'll tell you this. I book everything through Expedia, and I have never had a problem.
But how does the hotel know with all of these people booking through third parties? I mean, to me, I understand it's an algorithm. They look at the percentages, mm-hmm. they look at the numbers, mm-hmm. and they think, all right, probably 30 people aren't going to show up tonight. Mm-hmm. How do they know? Like, if you overbook for a Super Bowl, let's say, or some big convention coming into Kansas City, what do you tell the people that show up with their bags and have no other place to stay? To me, that's even riskier than the flight industry doing.
Well, I would bet, for example, let's take a hotel. Let's take the Marriott downtown, okay? I would bet that they've got an algorithm that tells them that on any given Saturday night in the month of June, 8 people don't show up. So they overbook by, say, 4.
Okay.
Play the odds. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The average is 8.
Okay.
Let's play it low. We'll overbook by 4. So let's say 6 people end up this weekend saying, well, you know, we're not going to Kansas. They just don't show up.
Okay.
Well, 4 of those 6 rooms are still getting paid for.
Sure.
And we didn't overbook it. We overbooked it, but, you know, we didn't overbook it. Therefore, we're not putting people out on the streets and having to take them over to the president.
But they're getting paid twice.
And cough up $250 bucks a night.
The problem is when a convention comes into town, you can't take them over to the president.
Right.
You know, there are certain weekends in this city, and it's a good problem to have, where there are no rooms available.
Mm-hmm. 576-7798. Tracy in Kansas City. Hello, Tracy.
Hi. How are you guys today?
We are doing better than we deserve. Thank you.
All right. I'm doing pretty good myself.
Good. Glad to hear it.
I read about this morning. And, you know, if you read all the way down through the article, at least the article I read, it said that this lady was reimbursed a $969 bucks for the child's seat. And she got a travel voucher on top of that. To me, that's a win-win. I mean, I'm getting to wherever I'm going, and I'm going to have $969 bucks I didn't plan on having to spend.
Yeah.
So I had to hold my kid for 3 hours. You know, I just flew to Ontario, and my first flight was 3 hours, and there was a mom and a dad, and they had their toddler in a car seat, and then they had their, he was probably about 18 months, maybe a little younger, maybe a year, and she held him on her lap the whole 3 hours.
Ugh.
I mean, it's not the best thing. Would I be ticked off? Yes, I'd be ticked off. But when they said, here's your $969 bucks, I'd be like, okay.
Well, but have you ever been in that position where you're just dying to get home?
Oh, you know what? I plan for it, Scott. My husband and I do this on purpose. Sometimes we fly home like a day before we need to, so that in case they need to bump somebody, we'll go $1,000 in a night in a hotel, and you can bump us.
You can bump me all day long.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to pay me cash? I'll stay in a hotel for a night.
Hey,
yeah, no problem.
Hey, Tracy, Dana will let you bump her for $1,000.
No.
You don't know?
Oh.
Okay. John in Topeka. Hello, John.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
Yeah, there's no way I'd let go of the seat for the kid, but fact is if you bought the seat, it should be yours. I mean, like musicians that book a seat for their guitar, or maybe like somebody has anxiety that doesn't want to sit next to someone. I mean, if they pay for the seat, it's theirs.
But have you ever been overbooked? Have you ever been bumped?
Yeah, I've been on a flight where it was overbooked, and when they said it was $500 and another ticket, I couldn't get there fast enough because somebody else took the money and.
Oh, but you would be so for $500 in cash and a new ticket, you would take it.
Yeah, because there was another flight coming back to Kansas City like 3 hours later. I was like, for 3 hours, $500 and another ticket. Yeah.
Right on, brother. All right, man. 576-7798.
Someone wrote in, this is interesting, that generally in the hospitality industry, they look at a 10% rule. They think 10% will no-show.
Oh, come on.
That seems like a lot of people.
That means in a thousand...
Here's another one.
No,
Scott,
no.
My downtown parking garage, where I pay to park monthly, is oversold by 10%. They assume 10% of parkers every day will be sick, will be on vacation, etc.
Sleeping at their girlfriend's house.
Whatever.
At a hotel, if you have a 1,000-room hotel, you're telling me on any given weekend night, 100 people don't show up? No way.
Hmm.
No way. 576-7798.
TV is huge. TV advertising in Kansas City starts at $2. Something Difference award-winning TV commercials are dreamed up by our super-duper creative team who bring real-world broadcast expertise to each project. We love making your ad memorable and effective. We'll help make your business TV premiere really count. Call Something Different now at 1-866-774-9900 to chat. That's 1-866-774-9900. Visit Something Different at one of our Kansas City locations or online at somethingdifferent.com.
Song. 576-7798. Don't forget.
You belong to me now.
New addition to the show. Dana bought me this game called Mixtape for my birthday a couple weeks ago. And here are your songs to think about. And you know, all the baseball teams do this. Every player has a theme song when they come out. So the first one is, we'll do this right after 4 o'clock. Your theme music when you walk out in public. The defining song of college for you. I have two, actually, on that one. I can't decide between the two.
Okay.
You're 11 years old, standing on the divider line of the roller rink. We've all been there. What is the song that is playing during couple skate when you look up and you see that cutie coming your way? Asking you to skate with them. Wayne in KCK. Hello, Wayne. Wayne.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, I'm sorry. My take on this is the problem is it's happening after people have boarded the plane, they've been assigned or they've claimed a seat, and then they're being ordered to change that. Using the parking lot analogy, it would be like already parked and someone coming along and saying, no, we're giving your parking spot to someone else.
Great point.
Mm.
It'd be different if it happened before you boarded. If they overbook a motel, they don't go and ask someone who's already checked in to move so that you can check in. You simply don't get a room.
He's right. It's not the same thing.
No, he's absolutely right about the parking spot. I mean, if I, for example, in New York, I think it's a little bit different in Kansas City, although I know they do sell some spots downtown. They don't sell your spot. And then sit there and monitor the days that you're there and the days that you're not. And say, well, you know, Scott never shows up on Saturdays and Sundays. He only works Monday through Friday. And there's this one guy who only works on Saturdays and Sundays. We could sell Scott's spot Saturday and Sunday. No. Because what if I decide to come into work on a Saturday because, you know, I'm overworked. I have some things I got to get done by Monday. You can't oversell my spot. It doesn't work that way. Kara, do you have your songs ready to go?
I do.
The hardest one for me is theme music.
It was for me, too, until I found mine.
Yeah, mine, too. I had a really good time, though, with the roller skate.
Oh,
roller
yeah. Skate.
There's so many choices.
I know.
Oh.
But I will tell you this. When I found my roller skating 11-year-old theme song, I laughed out loud when I saw it. And I go, yep, that's it.
I am going to, I've decided, I had two for college. Screw it. I'm going to one. It's the one song that I have no doubt in the 4 years that I was in college, five technically, I played on the CD player more than any other song. I could not get enough of this song. Do you have your college song ready to go?
I do.
You got your walkout song?
I do.
Okay.
Ready.
And text us yours at 22980.
We'll continue just a moment here on Dana and Parks.